Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Well, Smithy, earlier today you asked me about Lionel Messi and how much money he is making as a salary in the MLS. So I've done some digging and I found out that Lionel Messi is on an annual salary, and this is New Zealand dollars, an annual salary of $95,832,344. I'll give you the breakdown of that. That means he earns $7,986,028.67 a month, or $1.842 million a week. Daily, he's pulling in $368,585.94.
Jesus. Bizarre. It's bloody bizarre. And Dino's come in with a text on the back of that. Smithy, why did Messi even bother going to the USA? He didn't need the money. It's nothing more than English third division. No wonder he scores daily. It's a breeze. He should have stayed in Europe. Wasted time. He's way too good for that league.
Well, I think it was the money was too good to turn down. But the only other place he wanted to go was Barca, and they couldn't afford him.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, that was the deal. Barcelona are in a heap of financial trouble. They've in Spain, you know how they've got all these points deductions in the EPL at the moment? In Spain, they do it slightly differently. So you're only allowed to use X percentage of your income, right? And if you're in debt, then that comes off that percentage. And Barcelona, the last three seasons, have been under heavy scrutiny and have only been able to spend X amount of dollars, and it's a lot less than they would normally spend. So they've used what they call their economic levers, and they have sold the rights or partial rights to their TV and to some of their merchandise to different companies so they can get more money in the door now. But even then, they're having to sell players because they can't afford to keep them all under the salary cap.
Okay. Wow, amazing numbers.
Yeah.
Absolutely freakish numbers.
Oh, ridiculous numbers, mate. Now, something that is a bit fresher, a bit newer, is we had F1 Miami earlier today, finished around 10 o'clock, and Lando Norris from McLaren got up, got the win, and he took it from Verstappen and Charles Leclerc in third place, which is a big win for McLaren, and it's a big upset as well. But I think it was fantastic for the championship. And the way that it all happened is that Lando Norris was running sixth, and then a whole bunch of teams decided that they were going to pit. So they pitted, including Verstappen, who was leading. And then there was an accident and a yellow flag after they had all pitted. So Lando Norris managed to get out in front of the safety car, and he ended up with a 40-second lead, the way it worked. So there was a little bit of fortune in that, but he drove it well, held on, and ended up beating Verstappen, and that is a massive win for McLaren in F1, and I think that's pretty good for F1, isn't it, too, having somebody different on the podium?
It's outstanding, actually. So one of those little idiosyncrasies about yellow flags and you know, crashes and those sorts of things, and just being team aware, I guess, more than anything else. Very frustrating. But McLaren haven't been around for a while, have they? Have they been on the dais for a while, McLaren?
They've had a couple of thirds, but they haven't done anything. Yeah. They haven't won anything is the difference. So, because Piastri, the Aussie that also drives for them, was in second for a long time, but he ended up falling further down and didn't get in the points in the end. He finished 13th.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. I can update you on the golf this morning, and it was won by Taylor Pendrith, who's a Canadian. Now, here's another name, another Canadian golfer who now comes into the thinking of the President's Cup as well. And it's being played in Canada, Canada this year. So certainly Canada look like they're going to have quite a strong influence in that team with Corey Connors, Nick Taylor, both winners on the PGA Tour recently. So Taylor Pendrith joins that list now. And that's probably going to make it even harder for Ryan Fox. But he won the Byron Nelson, the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. Interesting story that he won it in an interesting fashion because the tournament was being led at the time by a golfer that I hadn't known a lot about, to be perfectly honest. I had to Google him. And his name was actually Ben Coles. Ben Coles had a one-shot lead going down the 18th and made six. He made six on a par five and opened up the door. And Taylor Pendrith sunk a three-foot putt on the last to win it. And that's a massive result for him, all sorts of exemptions and money coming his way. So for Ben Coles, it'd be absolutely, because a little-known player, you might only get one opportunity. He was ranked 139 in the world going into that tournament. Blew it. The pressure got to him on the 18th hole.
And Foxy didn't go so well.
Missed the cut. He was two under, but five under was the cut line. Oh, okay. So he missed the cut by three shots. And he never really produced the birdie barrage that people were thinking that he might on that golf course. So, yeah, another payless week for Ryan Fox, and he slips back down the rankings again. So he needs to find something very, very quickly. He's not too far away. I think we're a fortnight away from the next major, which is the US Open, where, of course, is it the US Open or the PGA?
I think it's the PGA next.
Yeah, it's the PGA next, and then the US Open, of course, where Tiger got the exemption. So very interesting.
Yeah, interesting to also see that Tiger is also saying that he still believes he has one tournament a month in him. But he sounds, Smithy, reading about it, he sounds broken. He's saying that he has to have an ice bath every day just to operate, basically. Yeah, I don't know. I think it feels like he should do himself a favour and have a break. But I guess then does he ever come back?
I don't think he comes back. I don't think he comes back, and I don't think there's too many people of interest and businesses of interest. Television stations of interest that even Kenny Rogers is interested too, by the way. And it's pretty hard for him to get interested at the moment. But it is television as well. Television, massive, massive for Tiger. If he could guarantee television a tournament a month, they'd be head over heels. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100% they would. And that seems to be a big driver for it. And I was reading an interesting article recently about the numbers on the PGA, and they were talking about the Masters and saying that the viewership on the Masters was down 15%. And even though it was one of the best finishes ever, great tournament, go down in history, one of those that you always remember. But it was down 15%. And then the guy who wrote the article said, so I looked over at the numbers at LIV and thought, well, where is that 15% going? Where are they watching? And they're not watching LIV. He said they just lost to golf, because what's happened is that you've split the player base. People aren't interested in watching LIV. And then the ones that were sort of, I guess, more casual fans have gone, well, where's John Rahm? Where's Brooks Koepka? Where are these big names? And they've just dropped off, and so they're not retaining 15% of their audience.
Well, that's and you look at a tournament like this. I mean, if you go through, you went through the leaderboard on this tournament, and that's a really good example that you've come up with there, actually. Ricardo, I'll go. Here's your top 10 on this leaderboard, okay? How many names have you really heard of in this lot? One by Pendrith, Coles second, Noren third, Ben Ahn fourth, S.H. Kim fifth, Aaron Rye sixth, Wallace from England seventh, Knapp, Campos, Merritt, Simakawa, Tway, Berger, Griffin.
I think the only one I recognise is Knapp, because he won a PGA Tour event just before the US Open, didn't he? He was the guy that had been working as a doorman and a bouncer at different clubs, and this was his first, he was a bit of a journeyman.
So there you go. I mean, he's a case in point there, backing up what you were saying of the split, and it's going to take a while. And, you know, without the Schefflers, without the Schauffelers, without the McIlroys, etc., the Morikawas at the moment, It loses its status, there's no doubt about it. But they can't play every week. They simply can't.
No, it's too hard on the body. It's asking too much of them. Keep your texts rolling through, 8833. Got plenty of those coming through. Shall we get away to some of those, Smithy?
We shall, eh? We'll take a breather, come back, and we'll go to the text board, courtesy of Temper, of course.